Life Audio.
Hey sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe just like you grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me along with occasional guests as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, again, welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about what to do when you can't hear God. Now, I know sometimes when you can't hear God, it can be hard because you're like, God, where are you? Like, that's the biggest question. Like, where are you? Like, I know that in times of my life, you were like really, really loud and very present. And I could hear you, and I totally knew you were here. And so sometimes in our lives, sometimes God could be really, really quiet. And I'm going to talk about that today. And so, you know, I like to break down words, and the word that we're going to break down today is quiet. And it means silent, calm, little or no sound. And that is exactly what it's like when God is not speaking or you can't hear him as clearly as you used to hear him. The wisdom is not as clear. It's not as, you know, as sound as it used to be. And I get it if you've been here before. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was sitting down and I had such a great time in the Word of God. I probably spent about 9 hours in the Word of God. It was so good. It was like my Sabbath Saturday. Basically, I just took some time off and I just realized I just wanted to dig deep into the Word of God. And so I just took off. And I didn't really do any work that day. I may have done like one little thing. You know how Jesus says, like, don't be religious. Don't be like the religious Pharisees. You know, he healed on the Sabbath. But the biggest thing is that God just wants us to rest during that time. And so whatever day that looks like, whatever that looks like for you to just take a rest, you know, it doesn't mean that you don't cook, you don't clean, you don't do something, but it is being very intentional about taking a load off, all right? And just spending some good quiet time with the Lord. And so that's exactly what I did. And during that time, as I spent this really amazing, refreshing, awesome time with the Lord, I will tell you, it was in that time, as I was reading the Word, as I was journaling and praying and reading books, the Lord showed me that I was in the wilderness. And I was like, oh my gosh. And he was like, you know what it's like in the wilderness? It's dry. You're not going to hear me a lot, you know, all those things. And really what I had to do is I had to go back to what it was like when I was in the wilderness the last time. And it was dry and it was quiet and I couldn't really hear God and, you know, that much and all the things. And you know what he told me? And I'm going to share this with you today. So I'm just going to go ahead and dive right into tip number one. When you can't hear God, know that he's there. That's the thing. You got to know with everything within you that he is there. Why? Because he promised that he's never going to leave you nor forsake you. That's his word. The Holy Spirit is the other indicator. He is with us always. Jesus said, I'm going to send you a comforter. I'm going to send you a guide. I'm going to send you someone who's going to help you walk out your faith. It's going to help you to fulfill the Great Commission. You are not going to be alone in the process. And guess what? He is going to be with you. Jesus said, I'm going to be with you until the end of the age. And so Jesus is with us. So even when we can't hear him, that's what he told me. He said, listen, he was like, you know that I'm here. You know it. You know I'm here. And that is what I want you to lean into. The wilderness may be dry, but it's in the wilderness where God is pruning, refining. He's preparing you. He's showing you things in your life that you need to change, that you need maybe to work on. Trust me, I'm in it. So I get it. I know it. And in that moment, I do want to recommend a book. It's called Victory in the Wilderness, and it's by John Bevere. And it's about growing in the dry times. It's about growing strong in the dry times. And that's the wilderness. But know this about the wilderness. There is a mountaintop that is coming. There's a mountaintop experience, meaning you're not always going to be in a dry place. You're not always going to be in the wilderness. You are going to come up out of it. The mountaintop is coming. You may be in the desert right now, maybe dry, all right? But the mountaintop is coming. You are going to survive this season. So just hang in there and allow God to do everything that he needs to do within you, okay? Trust me, again, I've been there before. Just know that he will never, ever abandon you, okay? All right, let's move on. The other thing that I want to tell you, tip number two, is when you can't hear God, keep believing him anyway. Some people actually stop believing in God when they are in a wilderness or when they just can't hear God, when he's just not that present, when they don't feel that he's that present, because he is, he's present, maybe a little distant, but he's there, he's watching and he's waiting and he's going to move in his own timing. But the thing that he wants you to do is to keep believing. Don't give up. Do not lose faith. Do not lose heart, okay? He will never fail you, all right? Things are going to get better. Just don't give up. Fight for your faith during this time. Fight to believe. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when I get back, then I'm going to share a few more tips on what to do when you can't hear God. Stay tuned for more. Welcome back. All right, well, let's go ahead and dive into a couple more tips. So tip number three is when you can't hear God, don't stop praying. That's right. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. So what does that mean? Don't stop praying. Pray about everything. Keep on praying. Be anxious for nothing. Just keep on praying. Do not stop talking to God when you feel like you can't hear him. Even when Job felt like God was so far away, guess what? Even though he couldn't perceive him, even though he was like, I can't feel God right now, even when he doesn't feel like he is there, talk to him anyway. All right. Pray when you can't see him. Pray through the tears. Pray when you don't have answers. Pray anyway, because he does see you and he does hear you. And guess what? He loves you and he is working behind the scenes. Okay. He's got you. So do not stop praying. Do not stop talking to God. All right. And so the last tip that I'm going to share with you is when you can't hear God, worship him. That's right. I want you to worship him. I want you to obey him, obey his word, because worship is obedience as well. Worship music can also be a slow song. It can be. It can be lifting up your hands. It can be putting on music. We don't have to box God in. Worship is just adoration unto the Lord. And so whatever that looks like for you, I want you to do that. I want you to worship him. Worship him in your own way, in the way that you know how to worship him. It could be praise and worship. It could just be laying on the floor, laying prostrate before him. It could be, you know, just sitting on a pillow and just talking to him and just worshiping him and just saying, Lord, I thank you for who you are. You know, taking a moment, driving in the midst of that in the silence, and you're just worshiping him and you're just saying, God, I thank you because you're so faithful. Lord, you are my defender. You are my provider. You're my peace. You're my comfort. Lord, you're my strength. You are my redeemer. Like, worship him by telling him, Lord, I trust you for who you are in my life. That is worship. All of that is worship. And so that is what I would encourage you to do, is to worship the Lord. We worship him in spirit and we worship him in truth. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me for this episode. If you can let me know if this episode has helped you in some way, if you can just write to me at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. You can also write a review. That is always good and helpful. Also, if you could take a picture for me or screenshot it and tag me on Facebook or Instagram, that is where I like to hang out. And if I see it out there, I will go ahead and respond to you. I'm all about engagement on my social media platform. So that would be amazing. And I just want to thank you in advance. The other thing that I want to let you know is that I have an upcoming event that is coming up. It is called Christian Women of Impact. This is an intensive that I'm hosting in Austin, Texas on April 26th and April 27th. That is a weekend. So if you can come out, that would be amazing. I would love to be able to see you in person. I'm going to be doing all types of training. You can check it out on the website at insideoutww.org. Go ahead and register, and I cannot wait to see you there. Well, that's it for now. Once again, thanks so much for joining me, and I will talk to you next time.
Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.